Welcome to a very special episode of 7 Second Delay. Andy Breckman, care to explain why tonight's episode is so very special?
I guess it's not every week where our show corresponds, is on the air live while there's a big news event also unfolding live.
Well, that's true.
And so that's what makes it special.
That's part of it.
Are you fishing for more? What else makes it special?
Well, we're under new leadership tonight.
Oh yeah, we have there's
been a coup in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, they.
I don't know if you've seen the pictures.
I wish them well. I hope. I hope no one judges them too harshly until we see what legislation they propose.
We don't even know his name yet. He's only known so far as Animal Skin Guy.
Animal Skin Guy. He's in charge now, like it or not.
You've seen the pictures of him sitting in the. I guess that was the leader of the Senate's chair or the Speaker of the House's chair?
As the Speaker's chair, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where the Vice President sits during the State of the Union.
Well, don't hold that against him. He meant to sit in the President's seat, but it had already been stolen. So he had only the Vice President's seat to sit in. But I'm with you. I think we should see what he's all about.
Yeah. Don't judge him too quickly. A lot of people are judging him now. They haven't even heard his acceptance speech. They haven't even heard his plan for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
I guess he's not limited to 4 years.
And he's wearing a Viking helmet, so he can't be all bad.
A little something called style, Ken. You wouldn't understand.
Hey! I, for one, welcome our new horn-wielding, hide-wearing overlord.
Our new Viking overlord.
Animal skin guy.
It's not the end of the world, kids. It's going to be okay. I just don't want kids getting scared.
Oh, yes. Well, I just don't
want people calling it a coup. It's just...
Coup. No. Animal skin guy is where he is now, not because of a coup that may or may not have been taken place earlier this afternoon, but because he worked hard and he applied himself and he was persistent. And kids should take that as a lesson. And I know we do have a lot of kid listeners. We have Nadia and
I don't want our kid listeners scared.
Well, if we can reassure them,
when the hippies sit in the dean's office at your college campus, the hippies don't become the dean, boys and girls. The hippies are still hippies. They're going to be arrested and taken away.
Right.
It's all going to be okay. When the nuts in Minneapolis take the police station over, they're not the chief of police. They're going to be arrested. They're taken away. These nuts are going to.
That's true, but it's different when it happens in the Senate building.
There are protesters that sit in mayor's offices. They don't become the mayor, boys and girls.
It's like but in Washington D.C., it's different. It is like a game of capture the flag. And if you can sit in the president's chair, you become the president.
Well, yeah, that's a law I never quite understood or supported.
Yeah. It's the capture the flag law of 1858.
Because what happens when the chair is sent out for repairs? It becomes a very dangerous time.
That's true.
Anyone at the reupholstery store could sit in the chair.
I think they designate a replacement stool for that period.
Oh, that's what they do.
Yeah, for that period of time. So if you're a kid and you're worried about what's going down in Washington, D.C. today.
Yeah, don't worry, kids. I just don't want my kids to get scared.
Well, if Andy.
They're just taking selfies in the rotunda. They're okay. They're going to be arrested. They're going to be booked.
Well, a woman was killed.
A woman was killed?
Yeah, the woman.
I know she was shot. Is she dead?
Yes, she's dead.
Oh, baby. The guard shot her as she stormed?
Yeah, the guard.
Wait, was she stormed inside or outside? Was she killed inside or outside?
She was killed inside.
Oh, baby. Oh,
No, it's okay,
that.
Andy.
Well, that becomes not a
But
game.
Animal skin guy is fine. Don't worry.
Oh, no.
Andy.
Oh, no, I didn't know somebody was killed.
Yeah. It's what Jeremiah. It's what Jeremiah warned us about yesterday. And
what did he say?
He said, "I don't know if tomorrow's going to be really the right time to discuss rhinotelexomania on the air."
Yeah, we had a whole show planned
because somebody could die.
About well, boy, Jeremiah, why isn't he on the air? What are you doing with me? Why have a clown on the air when you have someone as prescient and well-informed as Jeremiah?
Because you have bigger Viking horns than Jeremiah.
I guess I do.
Yeah. Hey, we have a call. I think there's a kid.
No, we don't have a call.
And yes, there's a kid who needs reassurance about today's non-coup, as you say. Hi, you're on the air.
Do you know who it is?
Oh,
it's Nadia. Hi, Nadia. Thanks so much for calling.
Nadia, don't get scared when you read the headlines, okay? It's going to be okay.
If I could sit in the president's seat and be the president.
Yes, that's right. You would be the president, Andy.
Yep.
And also, I was wondering if there would be pictures of Animal Skin Guy in my school.
If what? There was a picture of Animal Skin Guy in your school?
No, if Animal Skin Guy could go to this. If Animal Skin Guy walked into your school, he would become the principal, I guess.
True, I guess.
Yeah. Well, don't worry, Nadia.
This is reassuring because Nadia doesn't sound too scared.
Yeah, Nadia, I think by tomorrow there's going to be a 30-foot-high portrait of Animal Skin Guy on the front of your school.
And a big statue. And your Pledge of Allegiance every morning will be a little different.
A little bit different.
Yeah, I guess.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Hey, Andy, Nadia's trying to talk. Go ahead, Nadia.
Good. Let me just say this. Good luck, Nadia. Good luck trying to talk over me, okay? I'm wishing you...
Go ahead, Nadia.
About what's happening?
I'm just saying...
Say that again, Nadia. You're not scared?
Are you guys scared about what's happening?
No, I'm not scared.
No, it's going to be okay, honey. There's always nuts in this country that do crazy things. And then policemen come and eventually put them away in jail.
Yeah, it's just now we have a few more nuts than usual. Now we have 70 million.
I disagree. This is not a few more nuts.
We have 70 million nuts now.
No. Yeah. Oh, my God. 70 million nuts. They're nuts. They're always nuts that look for excuses to do nutty things. These are men that are not happy. These are not happy people.
But Animal Skin Guy's not a nut.
Yeah, I guess. But also,
well, we don't know. I'm a reserving judgment
until
I see the first legislation that he proposes.
Also, I just wanted to say each time I go on the show, I hear some dog barking.
Yes, there are two dogs in the studio with me every week.
Really?
Yep, Lola and Sammy.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, well, they're not nice dogs, but I appreciate you saying that that's nice.
Ken had three dogs last week, but then we ate Ken served them up.
Sorry, Nadia, what did you say?
Wait, wasn't I talking?
Maybe I could enter and I can make you coffee? Intern?
Say that again.
Can I be an intern?
Oh, hell yes. Yes, of course you can be an intern. When can you start?
Yay.
When can you start?
Right now.
Okay, do you use TikTok, Nadia?
I don't use TikTok, no. But
How old are you, Nadia?
Well, I'm 7.
Okay.
Oh, a little too old. Oh.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Actually, you're on the old side. We like 3 and 4 year olds.
Well, no, actually, Andy, I was hoping that a 7-year-old could take over the WFMU TikTok account. The only only caveat is that, Nadia, when you turn 8, you have to turn over the account to another 7-year-old. Would that be okay?
Okay, I mean, if any other 7-year-old would want to.
That's true.
If nobody else wants to, I'll still stay.
Right, I mean, good point. And
this is so reassuring that she's not scared. I'm so happy. I was worried about kids.
Oh, come on, Andy. Kids scared of Animal Skin Guy?
Yeah. I guess.
Animal Skin Guy.
Look, you know, the guy in Pelosi's office, that's a great picture, because you know what's in his hand, in his right hand?
What?
Not a gun, a remote control. He's watching.
Why the heck would he have a remote control?
He came in to watch TV, just like you do when mommy and daddy are out of the house. Just like you do, Nadia, you take the remote control and watch TV.
Yeah, you wrap yourself up in an animal hide, you take the remote, you put on some Viking helmets. He's just like us.
Oh my God, I'd kill to get a picture in the rotunda with that guy.
That would be the greatest picture I could ever have.
Hang on a second, Andy. Nadia, can you start over? Because Andy was being very rude and he was talking over you.
Why don't you ask her to shut up?
Go ahead, Nadia. What were you saying?
Why am I in second position? My name's on the marquee.
Because Nadia does the WFMU TikTok account. What do you do?
And who are you to sit in judgment deciding who gets to talk?
I'm the engineer. I'm the
board. You're
worse
than animal skin guy. Who are you? Who appointed you? You basically just barged into the station and sat down at the control panel.
I was appointed by hanging by one arm guy.
By no one.
What do you think animal skin guy is going to do when he's president?
Animal skin guy appointed hanging by one arm guy to be head of the FCC, and he appointed me to be chief board operator of WFMU. And I get to decide who gets to talk over who.
My name's above the title. Who's this kid?
That's Nadia.
What's this kid ever done for you?
Nadia's our intern.
I mean, he is. I mean, Ken is technically the engineer of your show.
Yes. Thank you, Nadia. What do you think about that, Andy?
Andy's like the second engineer.
Yeah, what is he, Nadia? What is Andy?
I'll call Andy a second engineer.
Second engineer, okay.
Fine, I'll take it. I'll take it happily. Okay, Nadia, welcome to our dysfunctional family.
Yeah.
Okay, Nadia, email me at ken@wfmu.org and we'll talk about you making TikTok videos for the official WFMU TikTok account. You're going to get us those 7-year-old listeners, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those long sought after 7-year-old listeners. Oh,
thanks,
Nadia. If only we had done our nose picking show, that would have locked in those 7-year-olds.
Yes, it really would have appealed to them. Because
that's when you can still pick your nose shamelessly.
Right. No, I think 7 years old. I think you're too old to pick shamelessly, even at 7.
When did it become when was there a stigma attached to picking your nose?
There's been a stigma the whole time I've been alive.
Let me ask you this. We'll get back to the big coup and the revolution and these guys in the Capitol. We'll get back to them. But let me ask you this. When you were dating, in your dating years, if a woman picked her nose, was that a deal breaker?
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
Why? I picked my nose.
In front of your date?
I guess not in front of a new date. I picked my nose in front of my wife. Wait, do you pick your nose in front of your wife, or do you leave the room, or do you distract her? Hey, Hank, look outside. Looks like snow.
Yeah, I leave the room.
Why? You'll fart in front of your wife. What is it about picking your nose?
It's invasive. I guess that's
it's
one.
It's the most natural thing on earth. We're just animals. We're just hairless apes.
I'm not saying it's logical. I'm trying to explain why. I think that it's, you know, it's an invasive procedure. You wouldn't stick your fingers in your mouth in front of a date.
Wait, but you would clean your ears. I've seen you clean wax out of your ears.
Well, I do that in front of you because you like it.
I do. I request it.
Yeah.
I request it.
I have a major earwax problem.
We sit at dinner, and after a few minutes, I say, Ken, your ears look a little clogged.
Yeah. I have special. Yeah. I have special implements for it now.
They're called Q-tips.
No, but, Q-tips suck. No.
But wait. When did picking your nose? At what point in history? I mean, in our Neanderthal forebears, they picked their nose, right?
Yes.
Shamelessly. At what point in history did Jesus Christ pick his nose? Did his apostles pick their nose?
They all did.
I don't see it. I've looked at the paintings done of them.
Oh, the Last Supper?
There's only a couple where Jesus Christ is picking his nose.
Well, which version of the Last Supper? Because there's a nose.
Leo, Da Vinci's first draft of the Last Supper.
I think he added it in the 7th or 8th draft.
Leonardo, I only have one note. What? Okay. It's Jesus. It's the finger up the nose. What?
You ask a great question. I don't know when it became taboo or disgusting. No one's
done any research. The only people that have seemed to have done any research is the Center for Disease Control, because they issued a proclamation last week. Again, thank you, Jeremiah, who sent it to us. But they issued a proclamation last week. They reminded people that picking your nose could spread COVID.
Yeah, it's a great way to give yourself COVID.
And in the course of that press release, they estimated the percentage of Americans. Don't say the number, Ken.
I won't.
The percentage of Americans that pick their nose regularly. And so everybody, all our listeners, should try to guess right now. Try to think of what that percentage could be. Americans who pick their nose regularly, according to the CDC.
Well, so it was actually...
Ken, your guess was pretty close.
Yeah, it was actually a number that was based on the only serious academic study of nose picking, which was done in Britain.
What college was it? I just want to know what university actually financed it.
It was in England. It was in the early 90s.
Oh, but please tell me the name of the college.
I don't know offhand, but I did read the article about the study, and it was a terrible study.
I'm sure.
They asked people to self-report. They said, like, how often do you pick your nose? They didn't observe people.
So what were they going to do to observe people? Put them on a sofa in a room for 4 days?
Yeah.
And run a camera?
Yeah.
According to them, the number was, and this seems very low to me, the number was 91%.
Yeah, I think the number is more like 100%.
Yeah, I think, my opinion, it's 104%.
Okay, well, agree to disagree.
More than 100. I think it's 91% of people admit to picking their nose and 9% lie.
But Andy, we have another scared child that we can reassure.
Oh, there you go. Let's put him on.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey guys, how's it going?
Good. How old are you?
My little boy, how old are you?
I'm 32 years old.
Aww.
Oh, it's going to be okay. Let me just reassure you. It's going to be okay. There are just some nuts running around in the Capitol building.
There's a lot of nuts, though, Uncle Andy.
Yeah, there's a lot of nuts. There have always been a lot of nuts. I grew up in the 60s when nuts were trying to levitate the Pentagon and blowing things up all the time. It's okay. The Republic is strong. We're going to be okay.
That does sound pretty nutty.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. I don't know if you've ever been to a WFMU record fair.
No, I haven't. I'm actually...
Okay,
if you've been to
a record fair, you'll know. There's just nuts
the border tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're going to be arrested. The guy has a remote control in his hand.
Oh, yeah, they arrested like 5 or 6 people. There's nothing to worry about.
They're going to sweep through.
We need more arrests.
The National Guard and the Army's going to sweep through. They'll be gone tomorrow.
It's all going to
be
over.
Okay.
Oh, hey, it's probably already over, Andy, because it's after 6 o'clock. The Washington, D.C. curfew is in effect. Problem solved.
Right. They should have declared it a no-crime zone. I always wonder why mayors don't do that.
Right.
I always wonder why the mayor of New York doesn't say, okay, from 14th Street to 52nd Street, that is a no-crime zone. No crimes allowed.
Well, I wonder if Nancy and the rest of the DNC, if they had kneeled on both knees, maybe this wouldn't be happening. But listen, I have to go shortly.
What's your name?
I just wanted to call. This is Maritime Mitch.
Mitch, don't worry. Everything's going to be okay.
We should tell all our 32-year-old listeners, all our listeners in their 30s, we should reassure them.
Yeah.
Ken and I have been to it before.
In the event that it's not okay, I have to get something off my chest.
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
Okay.
I called a couple weeks ago or a month ago with a suggestion of what I like to listen to. And it was an artist named Gary Glitter. And I've been reading a fair amount in the meantime. And this guy, he got up to some really bad stuff.
Yeah, so he was a child molester.
Yeah.
He was good friends with Animal Skin Guy.
Yeah, so I just want to take that back. I don't want to recommend that to any of you.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
So now we can't enjoy the music of child molesters. Is that the new rule, Ken?
I guess that's Mitch's new rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Ken, you have to spend the next couple of days going through the record library.
Yep. No child molesters.
Hey, listen, I'm going to take the rest of this off the air. I really appreciate it. I love you both, and thank you.
I love you, Mitch.
Thanks, Mitch. Okay. We should reassure all our listeners in their 30s. You know, this is not our first revolution, is it, Ken? You and I are in our 60s. This is not even our first pandemic.
No. I don't remember another pandemic.
There was a pandemic in the late 60s.
Oh, that's right. 69, 68, 69.
68, 69.
Right, the Hong Kong flu. You're right.
Hong Kong flu killed a million people.
It didn't kill a million Americans, though.
No. When I say people, I mean Americans and other foreigners.
Right.
My definition of people, I guess, differs from yours.
I think it only killed around 50,000 Americans, and they found a vaccine very quickly, within like a month or two. So it's a little different.
Well, that's true, and it's a million seems like not much now. But nonetheless, it's not our first pandemic.
Yeah, I remember that pandemic.
No, you don't.
I do.
It was completely off the radar.
No, I remember. I remember hearing about the Hong Kong flu. Not that anybody cared.
The Woodstock Music Festival took place during that pandemic.
True. I mean, I'm not saying that it was like this. I just remember hearing about the Hong Kong flu a lot.
I remember hearing it, too, but it was never the big headline.
No. Well, there was so much else going on.
Yeah, unlike now.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is not our first revolution, not our first coup. It is not our first... remember Phil Oakes declared the war is over?
He did. Tell me about the other coup.
That was our first coup.
Tell me about the other coups we've had.
Well, there's always coups. The Yippies used to declare that they were in charge.
The Yippies. They were just performers.
John used to say, war is over if you want it.
That was a coup?
Well, it was, I don't know. It's just not our first, it's not our first experience with nuts on the street.
It's our first experience with nuts storming the Capitol building and people dying inside the Capitol building.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that lady. Yeah. Oh my God, it makes it a little less funny.
Yeah.
How much from 1 to 10? How much less funny does it make it?
It makes it 30% less funny.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, so
that's exactly what I would have said.
So step it up. Step it up, Andy.
I love you, Ken.
You need to make your zingers.
I mean, if we were 30% more entertaining, it would be a wash.
Well, come on. Do it. There's time.
Oh, I feel bad for her, though.
Yeah, she's dead.
I know. She's having a terrible day. Yeah. We can't laugh about it.
No, we can't.
Want to go back to nose picking? It's your call, my friend.
No, we have another child who needs to be reassured on the air. Oh, they gave up. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, don't be scared. Hi. What's your name and how old are you?
In dog years, I am 7 and a half, maybe.
Okay, and your name?
Wait, so you're 49?
Hi, Pamela. Pamela, Andy, it's Pamela in San Francisco. Pamela,
Pam,
don't be
scared.
Don't be scared,
Pam. It's going to be okay, I promise. The Republic will stand tomorrow. The flag will be still flying.
Which flag? The militia flag?
Yeah, the Trump flag.
One of my neighbors has one of them militia flags that he flies outside his house.
He does.
Yes.
Oh, cool. It's a flag.
There's a lot more crazies than you want to admit right now, Andy.
There's no more. Oh no, I disagree.
And
I
the think flags the are flying.
You think the percentage of crazies has suddenly spiked?
Yes.
No.
It hasn't been sudden. It hasn't been sudden. No, it has not been sudden. It's been growing for a number of years.
Oh, I so disagree. Wait, you don't remember? Go back. You didn't get the news delivered to you in the 60s? They're just nuts out there. There are people. People were bombing buildings and post offices in the 60s.
Yeah, I remember. I remember the Greenwich Village bombing and the.
Oh my God! It was crazy, and cops were being shot.
Madison, Wisconsin.
Building. I mean, cities were burning to the ground. In the 60s. Don't worry. It's okay. The world will spin. The Republic will stand. These nuts will be arrested.
Okay. But first, let's hear them out. Nose picking?
Yes, tell us more about nose picking, Pamela.
Well, no, I joined this show when you were talking about whether you pick a nose around the girlfriend or partner or whatever. And I thought you meant pick the other person's nose.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
I've done that.
You've picked.
Well, let me tell you, you can pick your friends, Pamela, and you can pick your nose. But what you can't do is pick your friends' noses.
But I think Pamela's saying that she has picked her friends' noses.
Well, have you, Pamela, picked a friend's nose?
My nephew's nose.
Because it was stuffed up and he was 4 years old?
No, mostly for it to be, like, to be annoying. But, you know, there are parents who basically, oh, they don't pick it. They suck it out. That's true.
Suck it?
The babies.
They well, yeah, suck. No, they have little syringes that suck it out.
Oh, okay. Well, Andy, I have picked your nose.
You have never picked my nose.
Yes, I have.
I think he has, yes.
Ken, why would you say that?
Because
why does that bring you pleasure to say that?
Because it's true. There's videos of it. There's videos and GIFs of it.
No, Ken, I have a list right here of all the people
really
that have picked
friend.
My nose.
He loves you. He loves you enough to pick your nose.
Can you go through the list, Andy? I should be listed under F for Friedman.
Oh, you are. You're on the list.
Okay, there we go.
When did that happen?
When
must have been a marathon. Was it a marathon thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, Pam. You're on a date with a guy, and you're approaching the table. He's waiting for you at a restaurant, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a first date. You met online.
First
and you're
date.
Meeting him. You're meeting him for the first time, and as you approach the table, he hasn't met you or seen you yet. You observe him picking his nose. Is that a deal breaker?
Well, it depends on how deep.
Oh my God!
I mean,
why?
Honestly,
it's just
why?
Good point.
It's a human thing on earth. It means he's uninhibited. It means he's like you, Pam. It means he's a kindred spirit.
Halfway to the middle digit or a knuckle or whatever. That's. Yeah, that shows a little bit of... But, I mean, if he has something on the edge of his nose, then I'd rather have him take it out before I sit down and have to stare at it.
So halfway to the first knuckle? Is that okay?
Yes.
So you don't want him vigorously hunting and digging around.
Fingernail depth.
Yeah, that's about halfway to the first knuckle, fingernail depth. All right.
Just looking at my hands to check that.
You don't want him, searching, like... searching out something up there.
No, not drilling for. Yeah.
But why is it a deal breaker? Just tell me why. If he was scratching his arm, if he had an itch, if his upper bicep itched and he was scratching it, you wouldn't think twice. It's just an itch up there. It's like something itches.
Well, no, if you have an itch, then you can push the outside of your nose to scratch it. You don't have to shove your nose. I'm thinking the only reason you need to put your finger up your nose is to get something out.
Right,
to remove
something.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay,
Andy.
Why is that horrible? Just tell me why.
I told you.
In a restaurant?
If you do anything, Andy, if you're on a first date and you do anything invasive dealing with your head, if you stick a dental floss in your mouth or...
Hold on, wait. Ken, you're talking so fast. I got to make notes.
Or a toothpick.
Hold on.
Stick your finger in your ear.
Hold on, Ken, wait. Toothpick, I got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't do...
And I completely agree with you that Q-tips are evil.
That what's evil?
Q-tips.
Oh, yeah, Q-tips are the worst. Yeah.
Okay, but now, Pam, when you're in a relationship, a committed relationship, a year three of a committed relationship, and you're sitting in the living room, and you're both reading, and you look up, and he's picking his nose, that's different, isn't it?
Let's say to the first knuckle.
To the first knuckle, who cares?
But why exactly? Who cares? But so why the first date? I don't understand. Why is it a deal breaker?
Oh,
doesn't
Andy.
It show that he does? Doesn't
oh,
it show
Andy.
Show that he is a free thinker? He's unconventional.
No,
he's a kindred spirit.
No, it shows that he's a slob.
I don't get it. When did that happen in our
shoves their finger up their nose?
In our evolution, when did that happen?
17th century.
No, I think it was earlier.
Yeah, probably was.
Much later. I think it was 1998.
Go back
and look at Altamont and Woodstock. Go back and look at those movies. Those guys are picking their nose left and right.
I just watched Gimme Shelter just recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't see anybody picking their nose.
Keith Richards. Keith Richards.
When?
Well, while they were playing a Jumping Jack Flash.
No. In fact, one of the weird things about Gimme Shelter...
You must have seen the edited version.
Yeah, one of the weird things about Gimme Shelter is that they hardly show the rest of the band at all. It's like the camera's on Mick Jagger like 99% of the time. Maybe that's because Keith Richards was picking his nose.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have footage. I bet there's like a director's cut and it shows all
the nose. It was even more horrible than the... than the Hell's Angels beating.
Right. It was like, oh, Keith is disgusting. Cut to Mick.
Cut to the beating.
I wonder if there's any footage of Jimmy Durant picking.
Cut to the stabbing. We can't show Keith Richards. Oh, we're funny. Oh, my God,
yes,
the fun we have.
You are.
Well, Pam, don't you worry. Don't you worry your little head about the non-coup that's going down right now.
It's going to be okay. What is the latest? We have a breaking story on our hands.
Well, I don't know because I stopped looking at the news at 6 o'clock because that's when our show started and that's when the curfew went into place. So the streets of Washington, D.C. are now peaceful and tranquil.
And safe, yeah.
If you're in D.C., we'd love to hear from you at
201-209-9368.
If you're out...
The pictures are really funny. I'm sorry the lady died. I'm so sorry.
The
but,
pictures,
oh my God,
I agree with you. The pictures are funny.
Which pictures?
The pictures from inside the
mob. The pictures of the MAGA mob.
Oh, yeah.
The maggots.
He's sitting at Pelosi's desk with a remote control. That makes me laugh so hard.
And Viking horns.
No, he's not the Viking horn guy. The Viking horn guy is taking a selfie. He's posing for other guys at the behind the Speaker of the House.
Oh, well, we have a picture on our playlist of Animal Skin Guy, and he's got Viking horns and a hairy chest. And bling. He's got some bling.
That's the picture. Yeah, and he's posing.
Great.
Oh, and he's got face paint. Face paint. Don't forget that. Multicolored red, white, and blue face paint.
I wish that lady hadn't died. We could really be funny.
Yeah, well, you know, Andy, other people may die.
Who's going to die? Nobody else is going to die.
You would never have said that one person was going to die. You never would have said that the Capitol building would have been stormed.
They're running around with cameras and remote controls. So it's going to be okay. They'll be cleared out tonight.
Is it storming if they basically didn't have any... Is it still storming if there... I guess there was opposition given. Never mind. You know, there's the whole theory that it's all planned and, you know...
All planned.
Yeah, by...
Well, it was encouraged. It certainly was encouraged.
Yeah. No, that's right. No, I would say the president's responsible if he said, let's march on the Capitol.
Yeah, no, he said, wear your Viking horns and come on down to D.C.
Yeah, right. I don't think he expected them.
Thanks,
really.
Pam.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
Well, it's true.
It's
true. He didn't tell people to wear Viking horns. You can't hold him...
Oh, my God.
You cannot hold him responsible for that. Hey, I think somebody's calling from D.C. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, evening. Can't believe I got through.
How old are you?
In what capacity?
Yeah, how many years? How many years old are you?
Yeah, that's a tough question, Ken. You should be a little more clear.
Easily
30.
30, okay.
It's going to be okay, 30-year-old.
It's going to be okay. What's your name?
Oh, this is Zachary.
Zachary, it's going to be okay.
We're going to reassure all our 30-year-old listeners. The two old men, the two wise old geezers.
Exactly. Well, I mean, it's fascinating when, you know, WFMU becomes C-SPAN.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not C-SPAN. C-SPAN would never dig into the Rhino Trexilomania like we are.
Isn't it sad that some people, Ken, are getting their news from WFMU?
Not in these moments, Andy.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I think we're the only news source people can trust.
Hear, hear.
Now, are you really calling from the Capitol?
Yeah, I deflected from one of the groups. They were trying to do more of the parliamentary procedure implementation, I guess, instead of Roberts.
Right. You got to always go with Robert's Rules of Order. It's the best.
Well, I think Robert's Rules of Order says if you're sitting in the chair, you have the power.
Yes, it does say that. Unless somebody says point of order, and then it may not count.
Then you have to.
You got
to
leave two for the motion and the second. Everyone always forgets the second.
Oh, I know. It drives me crazy.
Kenny, you must have mixed feelings because this is sort of like how you took control of WFMU 32 years ago.
It bears some similarities.
You just wore some silly costume and marched in past the guards.
That's a good point.
How did you end up in the big chair at FMU? And how is it so different?
Well, no, I'm acknowledging that there's a kernel of truth in what you're saying. I was wearing animal hide chaps.
Yeah. You took some selfies.
Yeah.
And then everyone just said, "Look, let's see what happens. He can't be any worse."
My horns were not Viking horns, but they were Krampus horns.
Who was your predecessor at FMU?
Bruce Longstreet, rest in peace.
Oh, God bless him.
Yeah.
And how long did he have sit in the big chair? How long was he station manager?
Oh, probably on and off for 10 years around.
And what was your relationship with Bruce Longstreet?
We got along fine. We were friends. He was the guy who put me on the air when I was a new DJ.
And how was the transfer of power achieved?
It was very, very smooth.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay.
He trained me for about half a day.
To be the station manager?
Yeah.
Oh, Bruce, why did you put in 6 or 7 hours with Ken? Think how strong the station would be now. Oh, just a couple more hours.
Well, he
got the hang of it.
He was allergic to my animal hide chaps. So he couldn't train me for long. He kept sneezing and, you know, he was running. His nose was running. So he had to get out of there.
So Bruce, it was a peaceful transfer of power.
Yes. He resigned. There was a job search. I got the job. And he spent 3.5 hours training me.
How many other candidates were up for the job?
One.
Who was that other candidate?
I don't want to mention her name because she's still around.
Does she know she was up for the job?
Yeah, of course. She applied for the job.
When you say she's still around, she's still associated with the station?
No, but she might very well still be out there.
Please tell me her name and any contact information you have.
There's a show idea, Andy.
I'll tell you off the air.
In an alternate universe, in a sliding doors universe, she would be my co-host.
We could probably track her down.
Oh, please.
Okay, that's a future show.
Hold on. Oh, the alternate reality. If only they had the wherewithal, the prescience to...
Hey, Zach, we got to go. Somebody might be calling from D.C. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Where are you at?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's close to D.C. Are you seeing any evidence of the coup?
Not much. I'm hoping for tomorrow. I work right next down to the county building. So uh-huh. After what's it called, that massacre that happened a couple of years ago, all the MAGA chuds were out there.
Oh, the synagogue shooting.
Oh, yeah.
That one? Yeah. Oh, that was horrible.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, yeah. No, that was wild. That's why it's like, whenever Andy was talking about it, it's like, oh, the 60s are crazier. It's like, on Christmas, a 5G truther leveled an entire block of Nashville while playing Downtown by Petula Clark.
Right. I beg to differ with Andy also.
Well, I'm just saying, look, and also in the 1800s, there was something I call the Civil War, which was a big, big... mass disruption in our country. But we're okay. We're going to be okay.
Well, anyway, are there any protests in Pittsburgh tonight? Because I've heard that there's actually protests all over the country at this point.
I didn't see anyone when I was down there. I left work probably about 4:30. And so I think it was a little too cold here for anything like that right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what policemen say? That Jack Frost is the best cop. When the temperature drops, crime falls too.
Yeah.
But an important point on picking the nose, though.
Okay.
Oh, God, what a segue.
I think the one thing that people are missing is that, like, you got to eat the boogers in order to get the benefits. Like, there's actually doctors that have shown that it's like you're basically eating vaccines every time you pick your nose. So
what?
It's like,
well, if that's true, I'm the healthiest man you've ever met.
Vaccines? It's just
no.
Like...
You're eating. No, I know exactly what he means. He means you're eating airborne germs, and you're gaining immunity every time you eat a booger.
Oh, I see. So it's like you're taking your HEPA filter from your air conditioning system and making a smoothie out of it.
Well, you got to figure that your mucus is basically like white blood cells.
Mucus.
So it's like you're taking like the little weakened little viruses and stuff like that, then you're ingesting it. So it's like it's an oral vaccine.
And here's all I can tell you about that theory. I've never been sick a day in my life. So you connect the dots, okay?
There's different ways of eating them, Andy.
Well, I sprinkle them on ice cream.
Oh, so you remove them and then sprinkle them on your ice cream.
I save them in a jar and I wait for special occasions.
Well, yeah, you got to let them dry out.
Let me tell you something.
If you eat them whenever they're wet, like, it's not
nearly those special occasions.
They have to have a good texture.
They dread the special occasions.
All right. We're moving on. Thanks.
When did it become the worst thing on earth you could do?
It's not the worst thing on earth you can do.
It is for almost everyone, it's a deal breaker. If you do it during a job interview, and I'm talking from experience, your chances are diminished instantly.
Did you pick your nose in front of Lorne Michaels or something?
I did not. But you refrained from picking your nose, I guess, when you were interviewed for the FMU gig.
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, God, man, it was hard. It was hard. I was like...
All you had to do was go 12 minutes.
I was practically jumping up and down.
Oh. I know that you sat on your hands. And, yeah.
Whew.
You just have to go 12 consecutive minutes for your job interview.
Well, I used to get this stuff at the drugstore called Pick Free, and you would put it all over your fingers. And if you stuck a finger in your nose, it would burn really bad. So that taught...
You know, you catch somebody on a first date picking their nose, and you could be missing the greatest opportunity of your life. He or she could be your soulmate. Could be the one person on earth that could make you happy. Why judge someone?
There's all sorts of moral taboos and social mores.
Where'd they come from?
That's a great question. I don't know,
do other cultures share that all around the world?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know. Probably not.
Asking great questions. That's why I'm here.
Yeah,
that's what I'm reduced to now. Asking the good questions.
Because, yeah, there's a whole different attitude about nasal fluids and sinus fluids in other countries, I know, because I've seen it myself.
Well, now, have you ever met anyone that prides themselves, that actually says, I've never picked my nose? I don't pick my nose.
Yes. Well, my best friend in fourth grade did not pick his nose. He's the only person I've ever known.
Can't be true.
No, it was true. It was true. I had...
Then you would have seen pus and mucus just gathering in his nose.
Well, that's what we saw. In fourth grade, my best friend was named Philip, and he started having so much snot in his nose that you could start to see it. And we'd be hanging out with all our friends, and we'd say, Phil, just pick it out. And he would just get really weird about it. He wouldn't do it. And the snot crater.
By the way, my favorite part of this story so far
is
this guy was your best friend.
Yeah, he was.
Love that part.
We hiked up to Sunfish Pond together in fourth grade. And
he probably had the lag behind because he couldn't breathe as well.
Well, his snot tumor got bigger and bigger. And it started protruding out of his nostrils, and it actually started climbing up his nose. And it was really...
I've got to interrupt you again.
Okay.
This has just become the most interesting story you've ever told.
Excellent. Because there's more to come.
I can't believe it.
I remember one time we were over his house having what's now called a play date, and we started teasing him about his snot, and he got very upset, and he had a tantrum, and we all had to go home. So he was very sensitive.
Very sensitive about it.
Yeah, very sensitive.
So is that because his parents instilled a fear of picking his nose? I mean, where did it come from?
I don't know.
Did his siblings and his parents also have noses filled with snot?
No. I saw both of his parents. His mother was Japanese. I'm wondering if maybe it was a cultural thing. I don't know. But he would not hear of picking his snot out of his nose. And it just like it got to the point where it was really unsightly. And then one day he came into school and it was gone. And I can only assume that it had been surgically removed or removed by a doctor. But the amazing thing about it was that his face was more tan than the half an inch around his nostrils. Because the snot had been acting as a sunscreen.
Well, I don't need that last detail. That wasn't the kicker at the end of your story, but that's okay.
He had a white stripe around his nostrils.
Okay. My question, I have a couple questions. What does a doctor charge for blowing a guy's nose?
Beyond blowing, his ears would have exploded if he tried to blow his nose. This is like concrete plugs in his nostrils.
You stumbled blindly onto an interesting story. It's like monkeys at a typewriter. Eventually they'll go to type Hamlet.
Right, or the broken clock.
The broken clock.
Telling the right time twice a day.
Yeah.
Don't forget, if you're a kid, if you're like in your 30s and you're upset,
scared
about the non-coup today and our new leader, Animal Skin Guy, then give us a call at 201-209-9368. We'd like to reassure you.
There's lots of ways for that country's transfer power from one party or one person to another. And this is just one of those ways.
Yeah. Who's to say that this way
is better than
this way is worse?
Better or worse than a democratic election?
Right. Yeah, that's chauvinistic to make that kind of judgment. If you're in D.C., we'd love to hear from you. If you're outside the United States, we'd love to hear from you to get your impression on what you think of Animal Skin Guy as the new president,
and how your culture handles stuffed noses.
Yeah, that's true.
One show, we cover it all, don't we?
Yeah.
What a comprehensive news hour we offer.
When I was in France, I lived in France for about 6 months. And
is this going to be a story about revolution or a story about boogers?
About boogers.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. In France, I noticed when I was there that it was very common to see men just standing in the curb and blowing the snot out of their nose. Not into the tissue, just into the curb. I saw that all the time. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey there.
Hey, how old are you?
I'm 29. So
29,
I'm
and what's
down.
Your name? What's your name, 29-year-old?
Don't be scared, 29-year-old.
I'm Alyssa.
Alyssa, don't be worried.
Don't be scared. Oh. We're gonna be okay. The flag will be flying in the morning.
Not an American flag.
No, a flag.
But a very pretty flag.
Well, I guess that helps. I also want to go back to the nose-picking study you guys were referencing.
Okay.
I think this is an opportunity for some scientific literacy.
Yeah.
So you said that they were measuring with what regularity. I was wondering if they defined what they called regular nose-picking.
I don't have the article in front of me. I did read it earlier today, and I don't remember what... It wasn't like an unreasonable thing. They weren't asking for people who were chronic, you know, pathological nose pickers. I think it was something like four times a day or something like that. But the thing that jumped out on me on that study was that it was self-reported. They were asking people, how often do you pick your nose?
Well, I think there's a big gap in the scientific literature here that we could fill.
Oh, it's a huge gap.
Well,
huge.
If somebody asked you how often do you pick your nose in a typical day, what would be your answer?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I think there's also the difference between what's considered picking versus itching.
Well, itching, if you're talking about the exterior of the nose, that I don't consider that picking. You know,
You've never had an itch on the interior of your nose?
Yeah, can you scratch the itch on the interior of your nose without entering the nostril? That's the question.
You know what? I pick my nose a lot. I'm just going to say it. I just do. It's the only pleasure. I have so little in life. I have so... This is it's my hobby.
Really?
I really do pick it a lot.
Even when you're in the masturbatorium.
Well, I have a whole separate room for the nose picking.
Oh.
Thank God we had this.
Oh my God, is that the door next to the masturbatorium?
That's the door next to the masturbatorium.
Oh my God.
You'll see me sometimes in the late afternoon running from one to the other.
Wow.
But I'm going to cop to it. I'll just cop to it now. I picked my nose. What is wrong with it? I don't get it.
It's taboo.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why, but it is.
I'm a rebel.
Well, I was born a rebel. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, see ya.
See ya.
Hi, you're on the air. How old are you and what's your name?
I am 27 and I am James.
James, don't worry about the non-coup.
Yeah, we're going to be okay, James.
I was briefly glued to my phone looking at the news. It doesn't happen often. But...
Oh, yeah. Don't be worried about that silly stuff.
Yeah. And our advice to you is don't just ignore the news. You never feel better. You never feel better after reading the headlines.
It's true.
I was strangely sucked in seeing the MAGA protesters getting pepper sprayed. That was an interesting sight.
Yeah. Right, you don't see that very often.
I know. I was compelled to watch another video.
Did either of you guys ever read Eric Hoffer?
No.
Hoffer.
Nope.
When you were dropping out of school.
Nope.
Eric Hoffer was a psychologist. He was very popular in the '60s, and he wrote a popular book called The True Believer, which I love. The True Believer. The premise of The True Believer was pretty simple. It was any of these radicals, the left-wing radicals, the MAGA, the right-wing radicals, any radical you name, they're all the same. They're the same schmucks. They just happened to fall into one, they went to one meeting instead of the other meeting. If these guys had been to a socialist or communist meeting, they'd be socialists. It doesn't matter.
Or maybe where
these
they grew
just,
up.
These are just losers. They're all losers. They're all just hungry for family. They're all just have this void in their lives. It's a great book to read. It's called The True Believer. The premise is these nuts are just nuts. And the cause they embrace matters is interchangeable. They're interchangeable.
All right. Well, I put that Hoffer guy on my list. I just wrote him down. I think I got the spelling right. But yeah.
Well, I mean, if you look up, as long as you have your phone out, look up Eric Hoffer.
Eric Hoffer.
Hoffer.
It's called The True Believer. It's out in paperback. There's a picture of Eric Hoffer, two knuckles deep on the cover of the book.
Well, I wrote it down because I'm on the phone now. I think the call quality might go down. Antifa Che Guevara shirts.
They're the same nuts. They're all nuts. Just keep tuned to WFMU, your voice of sanity.
Wow. I have that on tape.
The beacon of sanity.
Holy cow. And Andy, I have that on tape. I'm going to be replaying that over and over again.
That'll be a good sample to throw into your show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to do it. So
put the laughter in there after that.
All right. Thanks for your call. And somebody's calling the... Rhino Texalomania hotline. Oh, we missed him. Oh, damn it.
Right. If you're just tuning in, we have two subjects that we're tackling tonight. One is the overthrow of the government, and the other is how prolific nose picking is.
Yeah, and why is it so terrible? Why is it considered so terrible? Well, now we know
if you had seen your wife, who is your soulmate and your savior, if you had seen her picking her nose on your first date, would that have been a deal breaker?
I don't know if it would have been a deal breaker, but it certainly would have set me back.
It would have endeared me to her more than ever.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know that either.
Yeah.
It's easy to say.
Yeah, it is easy to say. What if she had laid a really big, loud, smelly fart in the middle of dinner?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
It depends about the cleavage. There's so many other factors.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, hey, that's the sweetest sound of all.
Yes, it is.
Well, if the Republic is still standing, we'll be back next week.
Yes, we will. Well, I think we're going to be back either way.
Yeah.
Because Animal Skin Guy supports
radio.
Maybe
he's a fan.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a fan. Maybe we'll be doing our show from the Rotunda in the Capitol.
I sure hope so. All right, we'll see you next week, Andy.
See you next week, buddy.
And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Jeremiah, for your ongoing wise advice and for the weekly newsletter. Coming up next on WFMU, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fivesh. Stay tuned for that. Takes away your sorrow and replaces it with joy.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Well, I lost my baby when she called me catting around.